Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News with us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we start with a trip to the Middle East by Bishop Emeritus Howard Hubbard and a number of other American bishops. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Bishop Hubbard of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese and 18 other American bishops, including 12 active bishops, will travel to the Middle East later this month in what is being billed as the Bishop's Prayer Pilgrimages for Peace. As Bishop, Hubbard made a similar trek to the Holy Land in the name of peace back in 2009. Hubbard said the group is fully aware of the complexities involved in this long-standing conflict, but he said they had one message they wanted to convey. Peace is possible, and prayer is a pathway to peace. In addition to visiting the many sites in the Holy Land sacred to Jews, Christians, and Muslims, the group will meet with religious and governmental leaders both in Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Hubbard is the former chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on International Justice and Peace. Two other New York bishops, the Most Reverend Richard Malone of Buffalo and the Most Reverend William Murphy of Rockville Center, will be part of the delegation. They will be in the Middle East from September 10th through the 19th.
Now we go to a major hotel, I see, coming to Schenectady.
Yeah, a Courtyard by Marriott is coming to Schenectady, paving the way for development at the former Elko site, where a casino is also being proposed, and where a second hotel is also on tap. Rotterdam developer Galici Group plans to build and operate the $15 million hotel. The project is part of Mohawk Harbor, which is a plan to open up 60 acres of waterfront property. Construction on this latest hotel could start by the end of this year. Schenectady has a handful of hotels, but Mayor Gary McCarthy said market studies show there is need for more rooms. Union College, for example, brings about 1,600 people to the area for big events such as reunions, homecoming, and commencement. Union spokesman Phil Wida told us that the college always sends some of those people out of town for a place to stay overnight. The Courtyard by Marriott is part of the plan to transform the long vacant property off Erie Boulevard along the Mohawk River. It was once home to the Elko locomotive manufacturing facility. The $150 million project also includes apartments and condominiums along with office and retail space, plus some room for technology companies to establish offices. Plans call for a 50-boat for docks and public access to the waterfront, including paths for biking and walking. Galici is also pursuing a $300 million casino and hotel with Chicago-based Rush Street Gaming at the site.
And speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.